This is TWiT.
China's state-owned CCTV called the Apple iPhone a threat to national security. The iPhone's frequent locations feature could be used to collect data about the movements of the Chinese public and thereby constitute a leak of state secrets, at least according to an academic interviewed by the program named Ma Ding, who's currently the head of the Online Security Institute at People's Public Security University of China. Last month, a blog post in the People's Daily newspaper, also owned by the Chinese government, accused Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Facebook of conspiring with the U.S. government to spy on China. Analysts are assuming the report is part of a wider effort to criticize American technology companies after U.S. accusations of Chinese military hacking and also as a response to the Edward Snowden revelations on NSA spying. Testing drones for commercial use is banned in the United States, but today Amazon asked permission to test the use of package delivery drones. In a letter to the Federal Aviation Administration, Amazon said their so-called Amazon Prime Air service would deliver packages of 5 pounds or less in 30 minutes or less. The drones could travel more than 50 miles an hour. The test would be limited to a confined area over isolated Amazon private property and nowhere near airports, homes, or military installations. The Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon currently has at least 6 job openings for people to work on Prime Air. Amazon said in a letter that, quote, "One day, seeing Amazon Prime Air will be as normal as seeing mail trucks on the road today," unquote. The FCC has decided to spend $2 billion over the next 2 years to improve the quality of Wi-Fi networks at schools and libraries. In a 3-2 vote along party lines, the Democrats on the committee voted yes and the Republicans voted no. The commission approved the plan, which will phase out funding for voice service, web service, and, wait for it, paging services, and use that money to improve Wi-Fi. The FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, wanted to spend $5 billion on the project, but Republican commissioners and some Republicans in Congress pushed back on spending that much money. After 2 months of rumors, Yahoo finally bought the video broadcasting startup Ravee. The company specializes in delivering very high-quality video streams to very large numbers of people. Ravee's software includes content management, digital rights management, and a content distribution network. The acquisition could boost Yahoo's ability to compete with YouTube. The terms of the deal were not disclosed.